This is the entire manifestation material world in one quarter of the entire creation. And that's the Lok Vrindavan being the topmost spiritual planet. And we also say that this spiritual planets are unlimited, and also this Lok Vrindavan is unlimited. And in Brahma Samhita verses there, Lakshmi Sahasra Sahasam Brahma Sevyamanam, Krishna is served by hundreds and thousands of gopis. But we also hear in Srimad Bhagavatam that within this material world there are 8,400,000 species of life. So when you compare hundreds of thousands of gopis, 8,400,000 species of life, it would seem that this actually number is very limited comparative just to the species of life on this earth planet. So similarly, when we read Chaitanya Charitamrita and we read other literatures, we see that many times the leelas which are portrayed by various personalities are portrayed, let's say, in Ram Leela, Chaitanya Leela, Krishna Leela, by the same personalities. So I just wondered if you could please comment that if the spiritual world is so unlimited, the Loka Vrindavan is so unlimited, why then do we say hundreds and thousands of gopis, which is really a very small number, seems relatively, compared to other things, very small.
First thing is that everywhere it has been told, avang manaso gochara. What is the meaning of avang manaso gochara? Krishna Leela, any chidvastu. Chidvastu, you know?
Any speech.
Coming from three Shaktis, especially from Chit Shakti, Lok Vrindavan, up to Vaikunth, from Vaikunth up to Lok Vrindavan. Chit Shakti has many facets. Understand? Manifestations of Chit Shakti. Chit Shakti has been
transferred
into all this. And all the things what Chit Shakti produces, we cannot think a little of that. Brahma has told in Srimad Bhagavatam, Jananta eva jananta kin me bhaktva. Anyone can tell that, someone can tell that I have known all these things, but I know that they don't. Manso bapuso bacho, by mind, by tongue, and by this body, all by all senses, we cannot realize, we cannot think. Our mind is now, body, everything is made of mind. So by this thing we cannot know. But we can know when we are surrendered ourselves fully. There is a lotus feet of Gurudev. And that Gurudev, if he is bona fide, a realized soul, liberated soul, so by soul he can tell. But it is very difficult to realize by mind and heart. So we should accept that theory and try to make our Atma, our mind, to know all these things, to realize. Like Brahma, Krishna told everything in Chatushloki Bhagavat to Brahma. You know this fact? You know? Krishna told, or Narayana told, Javanaham jatha bhavo jadarupa guruda karmaka. He told that how I am, how my potency is, how the Golok Vrindavan, everything is, how I do creations all day, by my soul, parts and parts, like Paramatma, Karnadvishai Vishnu, Garbhodvishai Vishnu and all. What is Maya, I have told you. Everything he told you. Also, Vigyan, he told. Vigyan means? Vigyan means? What is the rush? Bhakti, bhakti rush. And what is the sum and substance of that rush by which it can be controlled? And this is the realism of Atma. Only that. So Krishna describes all things, but Brahma has nothing to do. He could not understand it. He knew all the facts, but he could not amaze it. Then Krishna gave it to him. Oh, yes sir. Know all the things by my special mercy. By my eyes I am getting you mercy. By this hand, by my telling, then you need to realize. Otherwise. So that should be mercy, mercy, unconscious mercy of Krishna or his devotee. Otherwise, we can accumulate anything so much. We can do so much kasara.
Exercise
of mind and all these things going here. But he is in the hands of so if we want to know, then we'll have to chant more to serve tattva vidha rasik bhagavat bhakta. Ya bhagavat padho vaishnava sthane. You should read bhagavatam by any realized rasik bhagavat. Otherwise you'll read and you will not have anything. Of bhava. Bhava. You will not know what is the meaning of bhava. You know bhava? Bhagavata? Bhagavata. Bhava means anyone cannot. But our disciplic orders like Vishwanacharya, Bhakti Thakur Ji, Goswami has told what is bhava, what is then bha, go, va, ta, everything. Ma means one means a rays of knowledge. What is the rays of knowledge? Bhakti, bhakti, rasa and all these things are the rays. Bhandirvan, bha. Bhandirvan, you know, hai? Not heard? In Vrindavan. Where Krishna used to take Mahapradam with all the boys, cowherd boys and cows. Went on seeing where the very green grasses, living Krishna there. And they went to a Davanal. Davanal means?
Fire.
Also, while they were falling over, and not there asking to Krishna, Krishna was there, living there. And they also were surrounded by that fire, and they they are waiting, oh Krishna, save us. There. Or the place where Radha and Krishna were married by Brahma. The place where Rasa was going on. Bhang, Bhandir. collection of all kinds of knowledge there. Rupa, Bhagavat, what knowledge is there in Srimad Bhagavat. But why we are not getting anything from seeing Bhagavat? We are reading daily, but not coming anything. Bhakti Vinod Thakur is telling in Jaiva Dharma, don't try to this. You should listen Harikatha. That in Srimad Bhagavat it has been told. Jnane prayasamuta pasya namanta eva jivanti san mukharitang bhavadi yavati. Today I get something. Jnanam utapasya. Don't try to achieve all these knowledges. And lakh, but you cannot have a very little knowledge. You should hear Srimad Bhagavat from any bona fide Vaishnava. Realize so rasik and tattvavi. And then easily all these will come in for realization. Then we will see that all these things. So Bhakti Vinod Thakur told in bhakti ke vishay mein aur tattva gyan ke vishay mein aur ye sab jo achinta shakti ke vishay mein prashn mat karo.
In relation to bhakti and in relation to
not bhakti.
Achinta khalu
ye bhava. In this. The modes which are not to be realized by this worldly senses. Don't try to argue. Chant more Harine. Serve the Vaishnavas who know Tattva Darshi. Tattva Darshina, you know from Gita. And serve them and question. And in Harikatha they will say. And increasing your bhakti, then you will see all are coming automatically. And there will be no doubt at all. We see that Krishna once did
yawning.
And Yashoda, the problem. And he saw. Shisha. All words, so many lakhs and lakhs, Vishnu, Shankar, and Brahma, herself. He saw all these things. How many people? These are called Achintya Bhava. In Vrindavan. Now you see Vrindavan. In 10 miles from there. This is the Vrindavan city. You have more Vrindavan. And Krishna cows were 9 lakhs. Vrishabhanu Maharaj has
11 lakhs.
And lakhs at lakhs, goats at lakhs and lakhs cows. How Krishna was grazing in this little space? How? This is called Achintya. Also, why fire burns? Why we take poison and we die? Why poison has that? Why sun has hot heat and light? Why? We cannot explain. Why? These are the Achinta Shakti. Achinta Shakti means? We should try to chant more and to be our Atma, soul realized by that. Any kasrat of mind will not do. Exercise of mental exercise, bodily exercise. Is more and more chanting, realizing very quality should be there. Not Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Radhe 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 Radhe. Not Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And very
systematic,
good process what our Rishi, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Haridas Thakur, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has shown by that. Not in quantity, but in quality. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, without offense, without criticism, without anything, with a love and affection and with a mood of a relation to Krishna. Who is Krishna? Can you say that what is your relation with Yashoda? Who is she? Have you any relation with Yashoda?
Krishna's mother.
But what will be, you will call her?
Mataji.
No? What you will call Jamuna? Vrindaji? Vrinda, you know?
Vrinda.
Who is she?
Tulsi.
Actually, Vrinda is not Tulsi, but Tulsi is manifestation of Vrinda. Vrinda is the root of all Tulsi. So, what do you call to Vrinda? Mother or sister or sati, nothing. So, we should know all these things first. We have no relation, but we know that we have been initiated. No initiation. Initiation means giving the relations to Krishna. We call Yashoda Maiya, and what we will call Vrishabhan, Kritika, my Kritika?
Maybe.
Kritika, you know Kritika?
Mother of Yadaradana.
Mother.
The mother of
We, if you have a relation with Krishna or Radharani, then you can have any relation. This is the initiation, actually. Not for yajna, for what?
Fire sacrifice
and giving this trade only, it will add some abhiman is ego. Where we are coming? Initiation means a process to come nearer to Krishna. And actually the relation between Krishna and us. You know that we are all the servant of Krishna. Krishna Jivara Swarup Hai Nitya Krishna Das. You have read this? Jivara Swarup Hai Nitya Krishna Das. What is the meaning of Nitya Krishna Das?
Eternal servant.
There are so many kinds of servant. Nandi is servant. Yashoda is servant. Gopis are servant. Baladevi is servant. Sridhan Subal are servant. Also Hanuman is like a servant. Sanak Sanandan are also servant. What kinds of servant you are? We have now thought about this. This is Krishna consciousness to know all these facts. Then we can know what you are telling. Very big question, it will be like every. In a moment it will be solved. No second minute will be. No doubt will come. Automatically, all will go away. So be sure. Now our Atma is like a seed, but all kinds of potencies are there. Like in a seed of mango, everything of mango tree, the root, the sprout, the leaves, the branches, the
trunk,
and all the lips, each lips, and how many will be the lips and when they will fall down and when again come and then fall down. Up to trees, his full age, and sweet mangoes, how many, how much, how sweet everything in that seed, in that energy. But mango does not do anything. We also cannot realize that what sort of mango and sweet or sour, how many branches and all things, we cannot. But potency is there. So in our potency of Atma, everything is there. So it depends how to develop all these things by a bona fide guru, knowing all these things. The associate of Krishna, they come from Krishna. And they can tell all these things, but you cannot realize. They will tell. Like Srimad Bhagavatam, everything has been told. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, everything has been told. In the books of Rupa Goswami, everything has been told. But by books, we cannot realize anything. We'll have to go on our foot. That is practice. What they are telling is just a book. Merely having a book or anything to write, you will have to practice. A, B, C, D, A, N, D, and C, O, like G, O, A, T, A, double S, and then after that, you are ash. And gradually going off. And you go to MA, PhD, DD, and then everything. This is Dikha. Dikha. Dikha means this thing. Practicing, going on, up. All doubts will go away. It's out by this association of bona fide guru and Vaishnava, and then we will take, all these things are here. I was not realizing all these things. And then when he will take this book, endless ocean of rush, ananda, you know, and you deep go, immersive. And then he will be helpless. Forget everything. Where I am, who I am, this body. And he will see that I am servant of Krishna. But what side? There are no servants at all. Some are friends, some are father, mother, some are like gopis. We love it. So if you have connection with, any relation with Krishna, that I am the friend of Krishna, like Subal. Then Krishna will tell, Subal will tell, Yashoda is my mother. Nanda Baba, my father. If you are like a friend to Krishna. And if you are father and mother, then our relationship will be like that. And if you are like gopis, they have relation with Kritika, the mother of
Radhika.
They will tell Kritika mother. And to Yashoda, mother-in-law, not mother. Understand this thing or not? No. Then Yashoda, if we are a friend of Srimati Radhika, Sakhi of Radhika, then we will see that Sridham is my brother. Kritika is my mother. Vrishabhanu Maharaj is my
father.
And Nand Baba is my father-in-law. And Yashoda is my
mother-in-law.
And Vrinda is our Sakhi. Jamuna is our Sakhi. These are called nations.
This is called Bhakti.
And after that,
we will know all these things.
Trying to develop our Krishna consciousness. Coming in the realm of Bhakti. First, Saranagati is though not Bhakti at all. Saranagati is not Bhakti. Six kinds of Saranagati. We will go to door, and if we will be Saranagat, offering ourselves fully to the lotus feet of Krishna, then door will be open. And you'll see that endless Bhakti Rajya, kingdom of Bhakti, realm of Bhakti. We cannot go any inch in that. But if our Guru is realized, and he had been to Golok Vrindavan, and Krishna will mercifully send him that, take that one, new sadhak. Then he will come, descend in this world and take your finger. By Diksha, by Harikatha, gradually, then it will be Shraddha, all offenses going on, all kinds of ignorance going gradually, and all knowledge, tattva-jnana coming. If all offenses, all kinds of anarth has been done, then you will have nishtha. You cannot forgive Bhakti. And nishtha, going on, hearing Harikatha, pastimes, serving that Guru, Vaishnava, the Shiksha Guru, and your Bhakti will come into Ruchi. We have now no Ruchi. Very, very, very. If you think that there is nishtha, then you will say, very nishtha. Khanda khanda jadi jaya jaya. If anyone cut me in pieces, but I will give up Harinam chanting. But if any problems comes to us, keep mala here, and what we want to solve that. My problems should be solved, then I will. Let us take Mahaprasadam, then I will chant Harinam. I'm feeling so tired and sleep, I should sit, and next day I will come. So no ruchi at all. Like when you are hearing katha, then like this. And after that you will see like this. And then this is not ruchi. Ruchi has not come, nishtha has not come. We'll have to bring this is a ruchi and nishtha, and after that asakti will come, every doubt will be clear. What you are telling question, at that time it will be solved in a moment, at the time of Krishna. No doubt will be there. Krishna has so much power that a very little thing in Vrindavan, a dust, may contain lakhs and lakhs words. You cannot. This is Chit Shakti's power. Power of Krishna Shakti. Radha can do in a moment everything, lakhs and lakhs Brahma he can create. Answers also Shankar and all other she can create. But Shankachur takes him in his shoulders and running. And Srimati Radhika is weeping, we are seeing, she is weeping, doubt comes. Why? If Radhika can create all worlds, and she is weeping, and she can could not
save herself,
Sita Devi, Raman took him, and she was crying and bitterly and could not do, and if she can create lakhs and lakhs worlds and everything. Sita is the same as Srimati Radhika, manifest of Srimati Radhika. She comes. Doubt comes. Doubt came in the mind of what? Khagapati? Garuda.
Even
Nara has some doubts. But we should not have any doubt. Doubt will come surely. If there is no Ruchi in Harinam, and we are not thinking that name and himself Krishna is one, without second. Both are one. But we cannot make them. So you will have to serve a Guru bona fide and Vaishnava Sikha Guru. And then easily all things, automatic, like a cinema reel, I'm so glad to meet you also. So
long
far away, long journey. You should see his Mahaprasadam you have given.
Yes.
You should arrange. Champaklata should arrange. Look after him.
Don't ask.
I'm telling you truth.
We believe you.
You are cheating us.
I will not cheat you.
Ha ha.
So I'm telling truth. I'm a person like you. Only a devotee. Want to have a thick dust of my Gurudev, Sikha Gurus, or disciplined or acharyas like Vishwanatha Bhattaru Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Jiva Goswami, Sanatana Goswami. After that, Narottam Thakur and their company, Vishwanatha Bhatti Thakur, Narottam Thakur, all Sri Prabhupada Thakur, Sri Prabhupada. Without their mercy, we cannot go. Even if life is so we should try to offer ourselves in that. And cry, O Krishna, O Krishna, O my Gurudev, O Rupshanatan, Sarup Damodar Raya Ramanand, save us, O Patipavan Nityananda Prabhu, you should save us. We have saved all Jagai Madai and more than Jagai Madai. And we should have realization that I am more than Jagai Madai. They came at the time of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We are not coming in the time of Chaitanya. So easily they were liberated and they became bhakti and parikara of Chaitanya. So we are more wretched than I believe I am, I realize this, that I am so like this. But
insignificant,
foolish, ignorant. I am telling all these things. I have remembered from Gita like Savai Punsan Karo Bhara, Savai Punsan Karo Bhara. Then I remind you. And then I explain something. You think that he is right, the realized person, like Swamiji or our gurus, but I am not. And among you, doing very good. You don't believe?
No.
You should believe. Now you can go to
class.
So thank you so much for your explanation.
Don't take my... don't take my... anything.
Criticism. No.
Yeah.
Everything you spoke is very true. In relationship to me, but not to you.
Then we should go to class. I'm just coming from 5, after 5.
Hare Krishna. Radhe he, Radhe he, Radhe he, Radhe he. Krishna he, Krishna he, Krishna he, Krishna he,
Krishna
Rahe, Gaur Rahe, Gaur Nitai he, Nitai he, Nitai he, Nitai Gaurahe, Gaurahe, Gaurahe,
Gaurahe, Gaurahe, Gaurahe, Gaurahe,
Gaurahe,
explain how Swamiji came here and when he first went and how he began to preach and how in what places he went and how lovely he collected so many devotees here. My health was not good, so I could not go. So I want to hear from him. And if my health will be good, then we will make a program for day after tomorrow, on Friday, and he will help us and we will go. We will go there. So now I want to hear something, and after that, if there will be time, then I will explain some Chaitanya Charitamrita lines of Raya Ramananda Samrat, which had begun. So I request him to speak something. This should be given to him.
I'll try not to be too long so we can hear. So, was the Boston Temple open when Prabhupada came to San Francisco? Not yet, okay. Well, thank you for inviting me, this always wonderful Vaishnava family. Quite logically, we would not all be in this room and knowing one another if Prabhupada didn't come here. We might have met one or two, but this phenomena is due to Prabhupada coming here with practically nothing and bringing us Krishna consciousness. In San Francisco, the New York Temple, 26 Second Avenue, was just open. And a few devotees from there, Mukunda and Haridas and Ray Rama and Hayagriva eventually came with Srila Prabhupada. There was no deities. There was hardly any books. There was the first non-Sanskrit edition of the Bhagavad Gita. There was no mridangas. There was a few kartals. There was no dhotis, no tilak. We wore costumes and had dogs and cats outside the temple. And there wasn't even the Chaitanya prayers, Govinda Jai Jai, nothing. Literally, Swamiji at the time spoon-fed us Krishna consciousness, a little bit here. You are not this body was preached. We couldn't quite understand it. And we still don't understand it. That's why Prabhupada still preached it 12 or 13 years later. And we didn't ask very, very deep questions. But there was lots of chanting. We did have our japa beads, although at first they were just large, they were of different shapes. They were wooden or not tulsi beads per se. And so Prabhupada encouraged us to chant. And he would speak, but very simply as we could understand. And he would speak about Krishna and the pastimes in Vrindavan, and it enlivened our hearts.